Listen to this from Psalm 42, verse 8 says, "By day the Lord commands his steadfast love, and at night his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life." Isn't that so pretty? I love that. That's Psalm 42, verse 8. Well, good Sunday to you this August 23rd, 2020. This is, of course, Sunday worship right here on Great News Radio. I am your host, Joey Kroll, and I'll tell you what, I've been hosting Sunday worship now for, about 10 years. This thing's been on for a long time. It's amazing. I'm probably going to be getting some gray hair here on me pretty soon, but it's a joy to sit behind this microphone and share with you my heart. Sunday worship focuses on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement, and friend, today is really no different. Got some wonderful Christ-centered, God-honoring songs on the way this half hour, including this one. It's Michael W. Smith and "The King of My Heart," right here on Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Let the King of my heart be the mountain where I run, the fountain I drink from. Oh, he is my song. Let the King of my heart be the shadow where I hide, the ransom for my life. Oh, he is my song. You are good, good. Oh, you are good, good. Oh, yes, you are good. Let the King of my heart be the wind inside my sails, the anchor in the waves. Oh, he is my song. Let the King of my heart be the fire inside my veins, the echo of my days. Oh, he is my song. You are good, good.
You're never gonna let me down. always good. You are good,
good, good, good.
You are good.
Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship today. 1 Thessalonians 4:16 says, "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words."
Ooh. When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to breathe something that's of worth, that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you, all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing that I've made it, and it's all about you.
It's all about you,
lifting up the name of Jesus. You're listening to Sunday Worship. Pray that you are having a wonderful weekend. This is, of course, Sunday Worship. I'm Joey Kroll. Hey, connect with me, facebook.com/Joey Kroll Online. That's Kroll, K-R-O-L, facebook.com/Joey Kroll Online. I'd love to connect with you there. You know, many city dwellers who visit the countryside comment on how bright the stars are compared to where they live. You know, I grew up in Chicago. Now, my family and I, we live out in the country. It's wonderful. It is wonderful. And in reality, though, the stars have not gotten brighter. Rather, the darkness surrounding them has gotten darker, making them stand out a little bit more. See, friend, being a Christian in a world today can be so discouraging, especially when we look at how dark the surroundings are becoming. But just as the stars shine brightest when enveloped by a pitch black night sky, the light of Christ, friend, should be most radiant in our lives when we are surrounded by the darkness of this day and age. Jesus said, "Let your light so shine before men that they see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." Christian, do not be discouraged by the increase of evil in our world. Don't be disheartened. Friend, it is simply our cue to take center stage and shine with all our might for the glory of our Savior.
How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he hath said, to you who for refuge to Jesus have fled? Still give thee aid, I'll strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand. Upheld by my righteous, omnipotent hand. When through fiery trials thy pathway shall lie, my grace all sufficient shall be. Supply, the flame shall not hurt thee. I only desire thy dross to consume and thy gold to refine.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. I see his hand of mercy. I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he is always near. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart.
Oh, 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 oh. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian. Lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King. The hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find. The Mother is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks.
To Sunday worship today. So there you are. You're settling into your seat on the airplane and notice the person next to you is reading a novel by an author you like. And so casual conversation ensues and you're just amazed at your seatmate's knowledge of the author and his books. Is he a professor? No. Is he a book critic? No. Where does a layman like this get that kind of knowledge? Well, friend, I'm sure that's the same question that's been asked of Stephen, one of the early church's first deacons. This man rose to his feet before the Jewish Sanhedrin and delivered one of the most powerful historical theological sermons in the entire Bible. Where did Stephen get such knowledge? Now, this wasn't just knowledge of the facts of the Old Testament. It was the ability to show how Jesus of Nazareth was the fulfillment of those facts, the Jewish Messiah, only weeks after his resurrection. The answer is in Acts 6:5. Stephen was full of the Holy Spirit. Friends, Stephen had knowledge, but the Spirit transformed that knowledge into power to convict and change lives. Ask the Lord to anoint your knowledge of Scripture so it is always available to minister to those in need of truth.
On the Ritz, there there is thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fist. The Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, and so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Starless in the void of the night,
God is an awesome.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
God is an awesome.
Judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom. Mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God. God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Amen. You and I, oh friend, we serve an awesome God. Amen. We really do. He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our worship.